relax and let you find a wife. You know you're about to have a real good time. That's all I need. Good afternoon or good evening, you're here with Nathaniel Butler, and this is Talk is Deep. Thank you for joining me in this episode. I really appreciate you guys coming back again this week. It's been a blessing to have you guys just tune in, so I really appreciate that. I don't really have a episode today. There's a lot of things that have been going on in this world as of late. If you haven't been paying attention, we are really in the middle, or maybe the start of a change of the course of history, for social justice and fighting against injustice, racism, a lot of other things, police brutality, reformation, just a lot of things that are being talked about and going on right now. And for those of you who have been protesting and speaking out against these things, do support you guys, and I hope you guys are safe, you guys are smart, and you guys are doing it in a constructive way to get the point across. A lot of things on the media are trying to portray what has been happening in a negative light, but you know, before change comes chaos. So I do hope that, you know, some good does come of this. In the meantime, I really don't have an episode this week because I just haven't been in the right headspace to just come out and have an interview with somebody or anything like that. So this week, I'm just going to be reading to you something that I had written. I only shared it with my mother at first, and she had responded, and she wanted me to post it on social media, and I didn't really want to, just because I get really weird about sharing my work. For some reason, I don't know why, when, you know, writing is a gift to be shared with the world, because what's the point of writing if you don't share it, right? So I showed it to couple of the people, and they also agreed that it was a good thing to share. So I just wanted to read to you guys a poem I had written recently, and that would be the episode. Before I read it, I just want to let you guys know, if you guys did want to hear some great information about the whole Black Lives Matter movement's been going on, George Floyd, just a lot of things that have been going on with this event that's been taking place, some things I have been looking at myself. There's a friend of mine, I went to high school with him, more than the same grade thing, but I have grown up knowing him through school, and have talked to him a couple of times, and he has a YouTube channel called Podson Radio, and there's an episode he did recently, and I'll put the link in the show notes, but I think it's a really good episode, very informative. He had a guest on there that had a lot of knowledge about, you know, just the history of Black culture and the history of mistreatment of African Americans, and the riots that have been taking place, and, you know, a little bit of information of the meaning, the root behind it all, and things like that. So I'll put the link in the show notes, but the name of the YouTube channel is called Podson Radio, Podson, and Radio. So like I said, the link will be in the show notes for that. So shout out to them, and thank you for sharing that episode, because like I said, it was really, really informative to me. Also, there's another one I had listened to, a recent episode I just dropped, called the episode is by the podcast called Peace Talk Podcast. It's actually on Spotify, so I will put the link in the show notes as well. And the name of the episode itself is called I Am George Floyd / Black Lives Matter. And the episode just talks about the recent events, the riots, the Black Lives Matter movement, but about his experience as a black man going to the protest where he lives with his biracial son and the experience of that. So I think it's a really informative episode. Because not only do you get a black perspective, you also get, you know, this perspective of having somebody in your family who is biracial, black and white, and, you know, some of the things that they might have to endure and stuff. So it's a good conversation to listen to. So I'll put the notes in the show notes for that. Like I said, it's Peace Talk podcast, Peace, PEACE, and then Talk podcast. So yeah, check those out. Links will be in the show notes for sure. If you have Spotify, you can click on it immediately. If not, if you have app iTunes or something like that, first of all, I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding. But you can all look it up on those formats too, because his podcast should be on iTunes as well. And YouTube, everybody got YouTube, so check those out. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to be reading this thing I wrote to you. I wrote, not to you, but I wrote in general. And yeah, here we go. If I Could Change These Colors, a poem by Nathaniel Butler. I hope to maybe reach you with my nappy roots, to make you realize this is deeper. The one has come down to. I apologize for my skin as if it's a sin, when deep down I love the blackness I'm given, even when the hate that comes with this color goes on without end. If I could change these hues of brown to make you more comfortable on the light rail, would you still see me as a threat and try to throw me in jail? If I could change my eyes blue and green like the movie stars on the screen, could you see yourself seeing me as an equal or just another fiend? If I shook the right hands and kept my head down when faced with idle threats, would that keep me from having a knee pressed down on my neck? If I let freedom ring, will I be able to go for a run and come back safely without staring at darkness through the barrel of a gun? If I could change these colors, then maybe I could understand how easy it is to justify why we shouldn't take a stand. If I could change these colors, it wouldn't keep me from talking through movies. It wouldn't keep me from having breakage in my hair or having soul truly. No, if I could change these colors, there'd be nothing left to change. And maybe that's the point. People want things to stay the same. I didn't choose my skin, but I'm glad that I was chosen to carry this burden, to be a voice for color, to venture into the uncertain. Many will try, but most will understand that will keep these colors to change the course of this land. And that's my poem that I wrote called If I Could Change These Colors. Like I said, follow those links or check them out in the show notes. I really think that you guys would benefit from that, especially during this time. And I will have an episode next week for you guys. In the meantime, be blessed and a blessing. Thank you.